Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
It's a season of power and prosperity. Yes, it is. It's a new season and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Everyone, and welcome to another session of the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you and thank God for you tuning in. We give God all praise and honor and glory for another opportunity to go into the study of His all-sustaining, all-powerful, all-anointed Word of God. This evening, we have a guest speaker with us, and she is Minister Lolita Bowman of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle in Stockbridge, Georgia, and we thank God for her. She is an anointed and powerful woman of God that carries the Word of God with her, and she will minister, and we just thank God for her. And we give God all praise and honor and glory. But before we get into the word tonight, we would like to acknowledge our sponsors, Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, as well as Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, our Covenant Fellowship Church. And we just thank God for each of them. And we thank God for all that He is doing. And we thank God that He has given us the opportunity to join in the advancing of His kingdom through the body of Christ. At this time, we're going to go ahead, and Pastor Jasper is here, and he's going to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer, and then we will go ahead and get right into the Word of God for this evening. Pastor Jasper?
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you once again for this day, Father, for your many, many blessings
yes.
upon our life, Father, for our family, for our children, Lord. Let your will be done, Father, in our life, Father. Bring forth these words with the power and your holy anointing upon us. for that, Lord. Pray for the woman of God on this day, this
yes,
hour, Father.
Yes,
Father,
yes,
bless
Lord.
Her, God, and keep her, Lord, and bring forth your word with power, strength, and with conviction, Father. And we thank you so much for that, Lord. Pray for those that tune in, Lord, they'll be blessed by the
yes.
teaching your word on today, Father, this hour and this time, Father. We pray for your will to be done, and all we do to give honor and glory to you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank God and, again, give him all praise and honor and glory. I had the opportunity to meet Sister Lolita a little over, right at a year ago now, and we praised God for her. And when we met, we were just like kindred spirits because of the Spirit of God that just connected with the both of us. And so we thank God for her and her wanting and willingness to be able to share what the Lord has laid on her heart. So at this time, Minister Lolita, if you would go ahead and unmute your phone, and then I'm going to dispatch you live into the studio, and we thank God for you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Sister Lolita?
Good evening.
Good evening, Minister Lolita. How are you this evening?
I am well. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Well, we thank God for you joining us in the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast this evening, and we are excited about all that God has laid on your heart to share with us and with our listening audience. And so I'm going to go ahead and turn this mic and studio over to you at this time and let God use you to be able to minister his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for the invite, for allowing me to come on and speak what the Lord has given me.
Amen.
And thank you, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, for the prayer. It has just been a blessing to be in your family presence. Your words
praise
of encouragement,
God,
your words of, I mean, if I just need an answer or if I need a word of encouragement or I just need a lifter up, I can, you know, you are available, and I thank God and praise God for you for that.
Amen.
And so
I'm
not going to prolong the evening. I did share that I was going to pick up from where you left off last week, but once I began to study at the last minute, you kind of did a little switcheroo on me. And so I have to do what he has called me to do and say what he tells me
Amen.
To say. So I'm going to be
Amen.
Obedient tonight. And I'm going to get started. And we're going to talk about, what God has given me. He wants the people to know that he allows trials and tests and testimony. And he said he allows the trials because without a trial, there's no test. There will not be a test. And without a test, there's
Amen.
No testimony. Amen? And
Romans
8:28, it says, we know all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to the purpose. So your purpose is most definitely is connected to your trials, your tests, and your testimony. Because without it, you know, you will not be able to reach your purpose without trials and tribulation.
Amen.
Amen. When we have a calling on our lives according to his purpose, we know when trials, tests, and testimonies come, it's for our good. For those who have put a good work in us, for he that had put a good work in us, you know, he said all things will work together for the good. Distraction
That's
will
right.
come. Doors will be closed that we have not prayed to God and asked him to close. You know, we think we're in authority. We have that type of authority. We can say to him, you know, I'm not ready for this door to close or this door to open. And it will, you know, so distractions will come because of the disobedience. Because who are we to tell God that we are not ready? Because if it was in our
Amen.
Time, boy, things will really be messed up. So, you know, distractions will come. Doors will be closed. And restless nights, strife, turning our backs on one another. When God takes us through trials, it's not for him. It's for me, you, and us.
Yes.
I knew God had a plan on my life, you know, years ago. And I kept telling him I am not ready. Well, don't you know, when you operate in disobedience, the tests appear to be greater. So let me share my testimony. If you don't mind, let me share my testimony of God's chastisement and his love in the middle of a storm. In the middle, and here it is, I'm thinking it's, you know, something that I did wrong, or I'm thinking maybe it's something that I am reaping from years ago. And basically, it's just a trial from God. There's nothing too big or too small for God. But when he's taking you in a place, when he's directing you into a place, but you are being disobedient and not obeying him, he will allow the test to come. He will allow the trial. Mm-hmm. So just to share a little about my testimony, I was in a relationship, on and off relationship, for over 15 years. And in 2012, during this time, well, 2011, and well, I'm sorry, let me back up, 2016, you know, I had not, you know, talked or, you know, dated this person for like prior to 2016, 6 years, because I made up in my mind that I was going to live for God. I made up in my mind that I was no longer going to have one foot in the world and one foot out. I wanted everything that God had for me, and I was going to be obedient to him. And I worked on that, and I prayed to God. I talked to God. I learned his voice. I know his voice. I'm able to go into a Walmart, and he'll use me to minister to women and tell them about the relationship they're in. The relationship they're in is not of him. He would just use me to open my mouth because I was in a place where I was reading and studying and worshiping and praising him daily. He was my main focus. So he trusts me with his people by going to one and knowing that they will believe what is being said, because the only two people that know, and that's that person and God. Because she had never shared it with one person. And so he was using me, and I was loving to be used by God. And so this guy he that I had been dating had not spoken with, and he called one day, and we're just laughing and talking, and he continued to call more. But anyway, make a long story short, we began to date again. He wanted to date. Then he said, well, I have always knew that you were my wife. He said, I admire you because I have watched God take you from one level to another. I've seen you down, I've seen you up. He said, and you knew I grew up, you know, Jehovah Witness and you know, went through all of that. He said, I know I need this God in my life like you have him in your life. I said, well, we don't have to date the, you know, for you to walk with me like that. I said, I can just walk you into the house of God, and God's going to connect you where you need to be. And I said, I've been there, done that before. So we just continued. So he asked me to marry, and I waited at least 2 months later and answered yes. So we got engaged. Then he wanted to rush to get married, so we got married. But prior to us getting married, there was warning. There was signs. I saw them. I acknowledged them to him. We had a conversation about it, and I still ignored it. And married him. Well, before I get to that part, I sat on the stairs the night before, and I said, God, I know you allow me to see these things. I said, but I said, I want to be married, and I have always loved him. I said, it's not that I just love him, I'm in love with him. And I said, I don't, no longer want to be by myself. And he said he wants a relationship with you. So I sat there quietly alone for a while, and I heard the voice say, I will allow you to marry him, but there will be many days and nights of tears. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I can handle the tears. Okay? Married him.
Mm-hmm.
And same day we, you know, you get married, you excited, you go out throughout the day and you go celebrate and all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm just going to be transparent. I just couldn't wait until the end of the night. So we go to bed, we laugh, we talk, and we talk. And so I reached over just to, you know, hug him or whatever. He grabbed my wrist and threw my wrist off of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you just stay on your side, I'll stay on mine. I didn't know what to do or say. I was like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get married to stay single.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's another tip. That's another sermon later on. But I so
Amen.
I'm like, okay. So I sat on the side of the bed. And I'm talking to God. I'm not getting that same, you know, it's like I don't feel his presence.
Uh-huh.
So I go sit on the stairs where always I'm talking to God. There's no presence. He's quiet. So I go back to bed, cry myself to sleep, get up the next day. So we go on. So it was I was single, but I was married but single, and he made sure that I felt that daily. So I go before God and I continue to pray to God. I continue to pray and ask God, show me what is this about? And the voice will come. I promised you. No, I said to you, there will be many days of tears.
Mm-hmm.
There will be many nights and days of tears. And I just sat there. I said, well, there's no need to talking to you because you did warn me, huh? So I guess you say, don't come to you, huh? So I'm talking to him like this. And so I was like, no, don't get crazy because he did warn you. So I said, I have a decision to stay in or stay out. So we talked. He said he wanted to stay in. We went to counseling and started talking. And I'm going like, Lord, where's my faith? Why didn't I want to hear you? Why didn't I want to listen to you? You know all things. You know what's best for me.
Yes.
Yes.
And so I'm like, okay, God, let me just sit back and just watch this thing. I'm not going to give up on it. I want you to guide me through this. I want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to miss a beat in this. Because obviously it's a lesson and it's for someone else.
Amen.
I said, because you would never, ever allow me to hurt like this. And so, and then go a little further. And let me just say this. I believe trials teach us lessons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Trials teach us lessons. And the reason why I say trials teaches us lessons is because, let me find it here. Let me find it here. In Hebrews 12 and 10, he says, let me get a little, I suppose, okay. In Hebrews, let me see. Yeah, 12 and 10. They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in his holiness.
Amen.
So when we do not heed to God's command, his word, he sometimes allows trials to come our way in order to get our attention. So now he has my attention. He has my full attention all over again because it's clear that this is the enemy. And he came, and I need to figure out why is he here? Why did he have to come? What is my lesson here?
Mm-hmm.
What is this trial is all about? I know it's a test. Okay, I'm going to pass this test. But in order, I can say to you it, for me to pass this, I did pass the test. I did go through the trials. There was tribulations. There was pain. There was emotional distress. It was all of that. There was infidelity. I go to church the third week of our marriage. I go to church, went to visit the church, come home. There's a he has a woman in my house. Third week of marriage. Who does this? But I'm still able to pray to God. I'm still seeking God. I'm still getting up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, reading the word. He gets up and he's watching. What are you doing? And I'm in my word. So I'm sure the enemy is confused. Well, she's hurt, but how in the heck she's still in the word? She's still seeking God. She's still trusting God. She's not upset.
Yeah.
She's not cussing me. She's not fussing. She's not throwing anything. She's not telling me to get out.
Amen.
Trial teaches us lessons.
Amen.
And I began to just go through that with him. And so when there was good days, there was bad days. But one day, he says, I'm leaving. And so as he said, I'm leaving, God says, so I said, okay. I sat on the side of the bed as he prepared himself to leave for work. And he sat on the side of the bed, and I opened my Facebook up, and as the page opened, and there was a feed, and in the feed was Bishop T.D. Jakes. And T.D. Jakes, I tapped play. And as he began to talk, he says, if anybody in your life tell you that they want to leave, let them go.
Amen.
Let them go. Okay, God, I'm listening. So trials testify to others as well. Even though he was doing these things, just that when he said to me he's leaving, and then I opened up the feed on Facebook, and Bishop T.D. Jakes is right there teaching on talking about, had I already talked, and said, if they want to go, let them go.
Amen.
Speaking
Amen.
To that spirit. If you want to go, go.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So it's not. At that point, I knew this was not about just me.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to stayed in prayer. We eventually went our separate ways. But I always wonder. I continue to wonder, why did he come and marry me? That question had always stayed with me for a long time. Why did he marry me? Why did he say this is where? Why? And I turned the television on TVN, and there's T.D. Jakes again teaching. He was preaching, and he said, you're still asking the question why. Why did he walk out? Why did he do what he do? Why did he leave me? He said, you may not ever get the answer, but you got to get up and walk. It's time to live. It's time to let go.
Yes.
God, you have something someone else needs. Get up from there, he says, and walk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So my test and my trials and now my testimony, I know those trials were for someone else. I know because as I shared it with one young lady, she cut me off. She said, I don't want to hear anymore. She said, no disrespect to you. She said, but you just saved my life. She said, as we talking, I'm deleting numbers. I'm blocking. She said, no more.
Right now. Yes.
So my trial was for someone else.
Amen.
Yes.
And the next thing it tells me, trials train for service.
Amen.
God always has a purpose in what he allows to happen to his children. But everything he allows works together for the good of his glory.
That's right.
Amen.
And because of that is after we have experienced trials ourselves, we are better equipped to help others through their struggles. We are better able to assist the less fortunate, to visit the sick, to comfort the bereaved, and to share Christ with the unsaved, as Galatians 6:2 says. You understand? So my conclusion to this is, no, the pain is there. The emotions is there. But I am allowing God to heal me. If it takes me 5 years, guess what? I'm going to allow him to heal me. I'm going to allow him to walk this, show me, to continue to show me and guide me in the way to go. So this will not happen again with me or with someone else. Because the only thing I can do with someone else is share my story. The rest is up to them, because me of all people cannot try to change your mind. But I can say there is a God that loves us unconditionally, that he will, I mean, out of everything, all of that I had gone through, all of the pain, all of the distrust and the manipulations and even the backbite of the friends, people who I call my friends, come to find out 6, 7, 8 months later, God began to reveal even that them to me about how he went through my phone and started calling them and became their friends. And I couldn't figure that out for a long time. So what I had to do was I wrote each one of them. And this helps not only in this situation, in other situations I may encounter.
Amen.
I wrote each one a letter. I wrote everything as though they were standing in front of me. I took the letter, I tore it to pieces, and I threw it away. No more will I give energy to that.
Amen.
I don't have to ask them for forgiveness. I don't expect it, because it's no more. Because I want it, because I will not allow that to control who Lolita is.
Amen.
So right now I can say my trials train me for service.
Amen.
And when I got up and I decided to walk, this testimony is about don't stay in the place too long, because there's someone else waiting on your testimony. Someone's waiting on a word from you.
Amen.
So I had to get up. And as soon as I got up, the one who needed me the most is still here with me, that needs me. Because prior to that, there was no attention to give. There was nothing to give, because I was messed up emotionally. So now I can help. I can serve. I can give from my heart. I can go and sow and think nothing of it.
Yes.
Because the God I serve is an awesome God.
Amen.
And he's bigger and greater than any.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
So that's my conclusion to that, and that's my intake on how God allows trials to, you know, he will test, you know, our trials is to test us and then end up in a testimony. There's going to be pain. There's going to be pain. It's not going to always be pretty. It's not going to always be good. It's not going to always look good. I can. No one could tell. No one that if you didn't know me, you didn't know what I was going through.
Amen.
Because I, no matter where I am, at the top, the middle, or if I'm at the beginning of the storm, in the middle of the storm, or coming out of the storm, my head's gonna be held up high.
Amen.
Amen.
And if I'm hurting like that, if I'm in the beginning, I seclude myself, because I don't want to hurt someone because I'm hurting, because hurt people hurt other people.
Amen.
Yes.
And we can have a sharp tongue in that season.
Amen.
And then once we come out of it, we wonder why nobody don't want to talk to you or be around you, because when you was in it, you was so rough, and you know, it was rough.
Amen.
You was sharp with your wording. So we have to, so me, to protect my heart and your heart, I would just seclude myself. I would just go somewhere and sit down. But I'm not going to stay there long.
Amen.
Because I know my sister and my brother need me, and I need them.
Yes.
Amen.
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 So
Amen.
Thank you for giving me this time to share this
Amen.
With you all. And
Amen.
Just and also give, you know, a little about my life. You know, it's not that I'm strong. You know, no, I am not. It's just a test that was chosen for me.
Yes.
So I can walk
yes.
out my purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank God.
We thank God for you, Minister Lolita. We thank God for you sharing
yes.
this word on trials, tests, and testimony. Thank God also for your transparency. The word, just being able to share and to share with the audience because, yes, as you have gone through, on the other side, as you well stated, of the test is a testimony that as you share, it begins to minister and it begins to strengthen and it begins to give life, as you stated, even in the lady that was in the grocery store, I believe you said she was, and that how you began to minister to her and she just stopped you and said, you know, you have saved my life because in this world, we go through trials, we go through tests, we go through difficulties.
Amen.
And many times as we go through our trials and tests, and even as children of God, children of the Most High God, we go through trials and we go through tests and difficulties. The Word of God tells us and told us that in this life you would have trials and tribulations. And many times, we don't be transparent. Many times we go into the church and we put on the smile, we go through the motions and we go in hurt and we leave back out hurt simply because that we don't, many don't go to the Lord and many don't have anyone that is able to talk to them and meet them at their own point of need. As you said, sometimes the trials that we go through are not for us, but they are for those that we will minister to and those that need to hear our testimony. Sometimes the trials come. Yes, it makes us stronger, but it also allows for us to walk through that period to give us a better testimony. You can read something in a book and you can give a second-handed testimony. But there is something about when you talk to someone from your level of experience, something that you have walked through that makes a difference in that person's life, and they're able to know that, okay, if God brought them through this, then he can bring me through this as well. And so we have to be able to trust God even in the midst of it all.
Amen.
Because as you said in Romans 8:28, the Lord promised that he's working all things together for our good. Trials are not comfortable for the time that we're going through them. But just as the Lord, he will walk with us through the fire, just like if you take an article, if you take a piece of metal and you place it in the fire, it's more pliable, and you are able to shape it and mold it, and then it comes out even on the other side of that fire, even in new. The Lord can take us through the fire, and we come forth as pure gold.
Amen.
No, the fire is not comfortable. It's hot. Huh? Yes, it is. It's hot. It's uncomfortable. It's unfavorable. We would not choose it for ourselves. We don't go to the Lord and say, Lord, you know, put me through a trial. I've never heard anyone pray that. just let know we play for the blessings. But see, even in the midst of the trials, we have to understand that God blesses us even in the midst of the trial, because he's bringing us forth as pure gold. Also, we have to keep in mind something that you said at the very onset of your testimony, is that when you ask God, when you ask him about, Lord, you know, are you going to allow me to marry this gentleman, this man? But you said, the Lord says, I will allow you to marry him, but there will be many days and nights of tears. We have
Isn't that something? He just talks to you like that.
Yes, Lord. We have to be mindful of God's permissive will versus his perfect will.
God has
a permissive will, and he has a perfect will.
Yes.
God's permissive will says, I will allow you to do this. Yes.
Mm.
And in the midst of him allowing you to do that, there is usually with his permissive will that the Lord is trying to teach you something in the midst of this. As he said, there's going to be tears.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, a trial is coming. I'm going to permit this, my daughter, but no, a trial is attached to this. And the trial is for a specific purpose.
Come on, Jesus.
It's just like when we teach our children and you say, okay, I told you not to do that. And then the child goes ahead and he goes, but can I? And they just go on and on with can I go over here? Can I do this? Can I? Can I do it? And you told them no. And they continue to come back. Well, then you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to teach them a lesson. Yeah, go ahead and do it. But I will let you know, this is not my, now I've told you not to, but if you go ahead and do it, go ahead. And when they do go ahead, you have then enacted your permissive will. Yes, I'm going to permit you to do this, but also know that there are consequences that will follow. And see, God is a loving father.
He's a loving father.
Just as our earthly fathers, they train and they teach and they discipline us. And no discipline is enjoyable for the moment. But on the other side of that, that discipline has trained us, hopefully, not to go back in that direction again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, as
but guess
don't
what? I didn't. I will
that,
not have to speak him for it again.
Amen. And as you don't go back that particular exact direction again, experience has allowed you to be able to share it with others and be a testimony to them.
Yeah.
So God uses everything.
Yes.
God uses it all. He says he works all things together for our good, the
for
peace
our
and the
good.
Balance.
Yes.
He's working it all together for our good.
Yes.
Amen.
And I love the peace and joy that I have.
Amen.
The trials come, yes. Do I have bad days? Yes. But I know he's with me. I know he loves me. And there's nothing and no one comes before him. And now I have a greater love for his people. I love them from my heart, not because of the four-letter word. I love his people. I love the leaders that he has placed me under. And there's some loving people at the light of the world.
Amen.
And I just thank God that I can just be me, and you all feel love on me, in spite of not knowing my story, but just love on me.
Yes.
He's an awesome God, and I love him.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for your testimony. We overcome by our testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the testimony for those trials. Man, I like those trials. Man, it tastes good, but they teach us a lesson. Amen.
Amen.
Teach us a lesson. Sometimes they keep us on our knees in prayer. Amen.
Yes.
Sometimes they keep us in the Word of God.
Yes.
And God,
yes.
God was still there with you through all. He was still right there with you all. Even when you got to the Word, got to some other thing, and T.G. Jake was talking to you for a minute there from the time. God was still there. God was saying, I'm still here, my sister, I'm still here, right beside you. Amen.
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 So God never gave up on you, on what you were going through. He was right there through the midst of it all, right there through the midst of all those trials. And then that great testimony. Now you are strong. Yeah, my sister, you are stronger than you were before.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Y'all much stronger than you were before.
Yes.
These trials help to build our faith.
Amen.
In God.
Our faith.
In the midst of it. Yes.
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 In the midst of it, we're able to see how God comes through for us. As Pastor Jay just stated, that how he never leaves us nor forsakes
Amen.
Us. You know, when and thank God that God is not like man, because you have man, when you go to some other people, you have people that will tell you, no, don't do this. I don't think you should do this. And then if you go ahead and do it, then first thing they're ready to say is, see, I told you you shouldn't have did that.
Right.
And then they want to either to condemn, or some people want to walk away. But aren't we thankful that we serve a God that he says there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
No condemnation. He's standing there with still, walking with you, standing there with his arms open wide to receive you right back unto him, because he promises never to leave nor forsake you.
Amen.
Never to leave nor forsake you. That's the kind of God we serve.
Amen.
Even in the midst of difficulty. Even in the midst of trial.
Amen. Amen.
And one of the things also that you share, and that I will echo to our audience, when you are going through trials, you stated that you stayed in the Word of God.
Amen.
That you stayed in prayer. That you stayed in the Word of God. Oftentimes, when we go through difficulties, we tend to draw back or draw away from God. That's the exact or disconnect. That's the time when you need to run to God the most. Stay in his Word.
Amen.
As you did. Stay in prayer. Stay connected. Because that's exactly what the enemy wants you to do.
Exactly.
He wants you to disconnect. Because his job is to steal, kill, and destroy.
And
one of the things is to try to divide and conquer, to pull you away from pull you away from your relationship with God.
Amen.
To pull you away from your sword, which is the Word of God.
Yes.
To pull you away from that spiritual connection. Because
he
knows that if you stay in the Word, and if you stay in prayer, then you are building up your spiritual strength. You're building up that spiritual muscle to be able to fight off the tactics of the enemy. But if you
Amen.
Go back from God, then you allow yourself to be vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. And that's when he tries to come in and have a field day.
Yeah. But
you have to stay connected to God in prayer.
But God.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. We again thank God for this the word and your testimony that went forth, and I'm sure it touched the heart of those that were listening. And I'm going at this time. I'm going to give the listening audience an opportunity. If you have a testimony that you'd like to share, or you'd like to share how this word has touched your spirit, if you may be going through a trial yourself,
amen,
and if you believe that this word has touched your heart, touched your spirit, we would like to hear from you. Also, if you have a prayer request, please feel free to unmute your phone line, and we will go ahead and dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. Is there anyone that has a prayer request or anyone that would like to share how this word touched their spirits tonight? Praise God. We just thank God, and we give him all the praise and all the honor and all the glory.
Amen.
We thank God again for your testimony, Pastor Lila. I'm sorry, Pastor Lolita. Minister Lolita, we thank God for your testimony, and we give
Amen.
You all the praise, and we just thank God for his word. And the word, and for bringing you through that.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. You know, we thank God for bringing you through that. Because
Amen.
Many people, as they go through different trials and as they go through tests, they tend to get stuck there. You talked about, and you have to keep a set up and keep walking.
Yes,
you do. Yes, you do. It's not meant for you to get spiritually up anywhere. God wants you to continue and to know, again, he doesn't condemn you, that he's right there for you.
Amen.
And that he promises to bring you through. I don't care what
Amen.
It is. He promises to bring you through.
Amen. 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 You are stronger than before, so you can help someone else out in their trial and their test, and become a great testimony to them as well.
Amen.
Now you are more than able to train for God's service. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Train for the service of God now.
Yes.
The kingdom of God. Amen. What a blessing
Amen.
It is that you know that in your heart, your spirit, that you know that without a doubt, your faith got even stronger going through that test.
Amen.
That's right.
It got even stronger because now
Amen.
You can't fool you in that building the day before it. He cannot fool you in that like that again.
Amen.
No, no.
No, no.
Amen. Amen.
You are much stronger than before, and you are better equipped.
Amen.
To do what God wants you to do. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
God.
You, praise God.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Well, we thank God for you. We give God all praise again for God's goodness, because he is truly a great and awesome God.
Amen. He never leaves and never forsakes.
Amen.
He promises to keep us even through it all, even through the tears and through the heartache and through the pain.
Yes.
Amen.
His word tells us it may endure for a night, but thank God, there is
joy.
An end to the weeping, and joy does come in the morning. Many, we just have to hold on until that morning comes.
Thank God for restoring your joy in him. Amen. Now you
Amen.
Can count all joy. Your testimony, you can count all joy now through your testimony.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
God, God, mighty God we serve.
You stated that purpose is connected to the trials, the tests, and the testimony.
That's powerful. Amen.
Purpose is connected to the trials, tests, and testimony. That is powerful.
Amen.
And and as we go through trials, if we keep that in mind, that there is a purpose behind what I'm dealing with. There is a purpose behind this time period that I'm going through. I may not understand it as I'm going through it. You may or may not.
Amen.
But that's when God says that you trust him.
Amen.
That's when you trust
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
She stayed in the word of God. She stayed in the word of God. She stayed in the word of God.
Amen.
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 That build up.
Amen.
She told Peter, he didn't have desire to have you. Give you a wait, but then when you are converted, strengthen that brother.
That's right. That's right.
And she's doing that now. Strengthening
your brothers and your sisters. And that's what your testimony does.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We praise God. We just give God glory and we thank him. Thank God for H1 and Minister Lolita again. Thank you for taking the time out to share this word and share this testimony.
Praise God. You came
forth and been very transparent to talk about the things that so many deal with. Many people deal with various trials on a daily basis. We as children of God are not exempt. As a matter of fact, the enemy tries to come even more so because he knows that we are a threat to him. Praise be to God. We already know that in the midst of every trial that we are victorious.
As you just said, we are overcomers as well.
Amen.
Overcomers. More than conquerors.
Yeah. No weapon form against you.
Amen.
Shall prosper. Against us shall prosper. Amen.
Praise God.
Always true.
Well, we thank God for you. We thank God again for
our listening audience.
We pray that each one of you have been a benefit from this word. I know that there's not anybody on the line that has not gone through a trial. And if you haven't gone through a trial, it is said that you're either going through one, coming out of one, or possibly on your way to one. So you will need to know how to handle in the spirit, how to be able to deal with the trial that you will experience in this life, because I promise you, God's word never lies. It is the truth, and it tells us that we will experience trials and difficulty, but fear not, for the Lord has already overcome them, and we are overcomers through Christ who loves us.
We're going to trust God even more.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for you, and we will go ahead and end this broadcast. Minister Lolita, we thank God for you. Continue to go forth in the Lord. Continue to allow the Lord to use you to be able to minister his word to others. And we thank God for you. Also, listening audience, if you would like to connect with us, please do so at Post Office Box 16264, Atlanta, Georgia 30321. Also, if you want to connect with us by email, it is at newseasonintl.org at New Season International. I'm sorry, newseasonintl@yahoo.com. We are shortly getting ready to put up a website as well. And once that website is up and active, we will be able to share that information with you also. If you are in the Atlanta area and you would like to join us in worship, please feel free to do so at the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia. Thank you, and to God be all the glory. We pray that each of you will have a very blessed week.
Amen.
We love you, and God bless.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
sky with starlings in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the fall. Hope that you have not too quickly forgotten
that our God is an awesome God.
The God that you serve, and you know that there
mm-hmm.